I'd like to begin by sending so much gratitude to my mentor, Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. I found her book, a paperback, a garage sale in my 20s. The cover captivated me, and I began to read the stories and what she had to say about what they meant. Her voice came alive on those pages, as if she was the grandmother I always wish I had. The grandmother I always wished I had. She spoke of the fairy realm and the psyche and the initiatory processes that every woman goes through in her lifetime. Many I hadn't gone through yet. They were still waiting for me. But even in my 20s, I had an unsettled soul that was looking for more medicine, mystery, and magic that I could find in the human world. My mother says that she read me stories every night, and I believe her. But when asked what was the first story I remember, the oldest story I remember, the original story that all the other stories were told upon, I always think of Adam and Eve. Having been brought up in a Catholic household and sent to catechism at the age of 4 and a half, Bible stories were as big a magic as there was. And the story of Adam and Eve was a love story in a garden. Of course I was mesmerized by it. And going to church every Sunday affirmed that this was the original story. And because of Adam and Eve, I was a sinner. And my thoughts and deeds and actions should be scrutinized. I should obey my parents as if they were gods. When I became a storyteller, I would become fascinated with every version of a story, not just one version. Since so many stories began as oral traditions amongst women and indigenous people, most of the written stories were written by men, scholars, or priests. And I didn't believe that was the only perspective I should be looking at. So every story I would do research into. And when I went back to look at Adam and Eve, I had to go all the way back to Lilith. I can understand why my parents and the church never repeated the story of Lilith, Adam's original wife, because that would have changed the entire story. As a child, I modeled my existence after trying to be as good as Eve, knowing that I would fail. But when I grew up, I realized that Lilith, she held the key to my innate nature, my wild intuitive self that is connected to all the wild things in the universe. And this, going back to the original story, the root, the feminine medicine buried within the Bible, is what changed my religion. My church became outside in the forest, at the edge of the ocean, and under a starry sky. It's stories of Lilith, Frida Kahlo, Maya D'Angelo, Jane Goodall, so many other brave women that have supported me to be courageous with my voice and find the stories that have given me clues and courage to live an original life, to take risks, to open my heart and express my original creativity so that I can be a human that gives back to my family, to my community, and to the wild world that lives around me. This is the intention of compiling some of my favorite stories together for you. For when you're in the dark night of your own soul, without reflection from another that you too were born to shine, to love, to have peace of mind, that these stories can keep you company until the light breaks a new day open and you can begin again, living what is most important and meaningful to you. May you always be safe and protected, healthy and strong, happy and delighted, and find peace with all that comes to you in this life.